Yo, what's good? And you're tuned in for the quick segment with Rich the King on the 704 Drip. This segment is the spotlight of Netflix. Yo, I'm watching this new anime right now called Cannon Busters. I'm going to check this joint out, man. And as I get further in season 2, man, I'm definitely going to be dropping that on you guys, man. So stay tuned and wait for more on the update. Cannon Busters, original anime on Netflix. It's the drip.
Yo, what's good out there? It's your boy, Rich. And now tuned in to the 704 Drip with your host, yet again, screaming his name, Rich the King.
I got
my co-host Cosmo, my interviewee Cosmo. So this is gonna be a funny thing. Co-host Flash, I'm interviewing him right this second. Yeah, we're gonna see how this rolls. You know what I mean? Cause we get dumb high. So that's probably why this. but I got my dog playing in the background. With that, I feel. Go check him out on Spotify. DJ Cosmos. DJ Space. Kozmoez. Go get him now. So what up, Cosmo?
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Now, I had to make sure to get you in the interview, even though, you know, you're my co-host. You know, you're always here. But today is different as far as me interviewing you, just because you might be a rapper now.
Oh my god.
I know.
Oh my god. Cosmos is a rapper. Oh my god.
So, with that being said, you silly son bitch, you are on the track with who is coming out of retirement. I don't understand why they let him go. Young boy, Ace Century. Out of Detroit. I did
Detroit.
I let you jump on that second. And no, what you came up with was simply magic.
I'm on the first verse. I'm on the first verse, son.
I apologize.
It's all good.
Too
it's all
blunt to the face. You know, it's still kind of early. So with that being said, smashing the first verse, Ace Century took the second, you know, which we've already interviewed him. You know, shout out to Ace Century, appreciate that.
Shout out.
Made sure to put you on that first verse, man. And how did you feel, man? Because your verse is definitely something different or out of the norm for you.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? First off, shout out to Ace Century. Also, shout out to you too, Rich the King, you know, for allowing me, giving me the opportunity to try something different. I mean, it's this track within itself is so subliminal because it's the first track that I'm actually rapping on. You know I made this big thing. It's like, I'm not a rapper. I'm more of a singer slash metalhead at heart. This is totally out of my norm. Totally. While we was recording it, you was like, hey man, you need to stop being a Morgan Freeman and start being a Denzel and Training Day. I mean, and for a singer to actually rap and to have to take, you know, a phrase, then take that phrase, then simplify it to a word. It's, in a way, to me, it's kind of like degrading because my vocabulary is so much more brought into that one word. But then again, it's me being an artist. You know, it's like, hey man, you want to say da 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 da? Well, say that word. Nah, man, I don't want to say that word. I know what that word means. Well, try this word instead. Yeah, I like that word. So, you know, it's different avenues. It was quite a fun high experience.
That's what's up. I'm glad you enjoyed it, man. Because the session was bananas. I won't lie. That was a crazy session, you know what I mean? And which they have no idea, you know, we got more on the way. It's the first time
I know I'm gonna clown myself, but you can't even put, I know this, if you guys watch Straight Outta Compton, you know, when Eazy-E puts on the glasses and everything, he starts spitting. You can't even, that's not even a scene I want your guys to paint in your head. Picture Will Smith trying to coach Carlton how to get on the mic and spit. You know, Carlton's going, it's not unusual to be loved by anyone. And Will Smith's like, nah, man, they say it's strange to be loved. It's strange to be loved by some, you know, it's weird. It was fun. Yeah, it changed me.
The flow of the track.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Like mm-hmm. I said, man, it was something different. I know I've been trying to get you to rap for a minute, you know, not trying to knock you for what you do, man. Like I said, check him out. DJ Cosmos, Spotify, Deezer. Man, fucking...
I'm everywhere.
What's that new shit? What's that new shit? They got them Jay-Z
I'm on Tidal.
Man, Tidal. Yo, go get it. But I wanted you to step out because not only do I have just a week
excuse me,
but I also knew it would be something different, especially with this project, because people don't understand, but I've been talking about this project for like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I have been playing with Roll Up 3 for like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about the album that's coming after that. You know what I mean? So it's like, I had to get you up there, something different. You know what I mean? For the few features, or for the most features that I do have on this project, you know, shout out to everybody on that joint right now. I'm not going to say too many names because it's time to get a date ready for you guys, but you know, I was like, damn, I want my bruh up there. But that nigga don't rap. I tell you what, that nigga's evolving as an artist. He's getting a different ear for stuff. Let's see what we can do.
Yeah.
And what you came up with was actually not bad. Like, a lot of your verse, bruh, we kept intact.
Mm-hmm.
We only changed a little bit right there. You know what I mean? And it was like, yo, I really wish I had the track ready and I would let them hear some of it right now.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Me, I guess I'm at that stage that I'm evolving again as an artist. When I released "Seeing Is Believing," a lot of people that has followed me as far as on the radio side that was waiting for me to drop an album, that was like, "Hey man, you don't have any words on your shit." Hey man, the words that you have in your shit is just a few. And we know that you're very, very opinionated and very, very worthy what comes down to some topics. Why don't you express yourself on your own music? I do. I allow, and I'm kind of like Lady Gaga. I hate to compare myself to a woman, but Lady Gaga and Madonna was like that. Freddie Mercury was like that. They're very...
An artist is an artist. Don't worry about
that. Yeah, I mean, they're very, very visual. I'm a visual artist. I want you to listen to my music and paint the picture. Don't have me paint it for you. But, you know, I was battling. It's like, yo, man, should I come out? Should I start rapping? Should I try it out? Nah, man, I don't like the way I sound. And just like how, I guess this is kind of like reversal, because we all know the story that Dr. Dre, the producer, told Snoop Dogg, hey, man, you need to sing. I guess this is different now. I guess you being the artist, you Dr. Dre, and I'm Snoop Dogg. Hey, man, you need to rap. So, you know.
Yeah, you need to rap. It's time, bro.
Especially.
And I think what you said was very natural. Thank you.
Yeah, it is natural. I mean, I didn't go and auto-tune my shit. I didn't go and mumble rap my shit. It's raw, straight, freaking, and it's different. It's different. It's not what you guys would normally hear on the radio. It's different.
That's what's up. Because I, you know, what's crazy about you saying, and I'm glad you reiterated that different part, because that's one of the biggest things for me as an artist that I've been trying to say without saying or do without doing. Kind of like, you know, lead by example type of feel, you know, line leader back in elementary school, you know. He might have been silly, but if he did something silly, everybody else in the line did something silly. You know what I mean? Because that motherfucker was first. You know what I mean? He's at the front. So it's kind of like, you know what? I got a little momentum going. My dog is actually, you know, turning into more of a hip-hop rapper head. He's getting more into, you know, what's going on. Not so much the younger rappers in general, but just the way rap, you know, some of these rappers rap. And he found his own way, just like I had to find my own voice with rap. And it's like, now that nigga's sounding like a fucking rapper. So every chance I get, bitch, I'm gonna call you that. That nigga is a rapper now.
Now, for all my fans out there, you know, that jumped on the wagon, or jumped on the undergrounds, I call it, or the dark carnival, for all my juggalos and juggalettes out there, I mean, I'm like Eminem. And I shouldn't have put Eminem in jug. But anyway, I'm kind of like Eminem. Eminem, a rap star and rap guy, he says, I keep a little in my back pocket for my old fans. Hey, I'm just trying to, I guess, keep up with the Joneses, as they say. You know, don't forget me, I'm still here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Look at Eminem. He came up with a kamikaze, and you guys like, oh my god, I thought this dude was dead. Nah, man, he had to retire. Not actually retire. He just kept back and was forming his franchise, his empire, his craft. You know, maturing it.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm doing, folks. I'm just building my brand. you guys know me as Cosmos, the producer. Cosmos, the metalhead. Cosmos, you know, the radio host, but you guys don't know me as Cosmos, the hip-hop artist, you know. And I would keep saying this until the day I die, just like old buddy Captain America. But I'm just going to change to Bronx and put country. I'm just a country boy from North Carolina.
Hey, bro, real talk, there's nothing wrong with that, man. You know what I mean? And the reason it's not, because number one, look what's going on right now as far as, you know, rappers or music in North Carolina in general. Not only do you have that going on, but you also have just, they want that originated, that little bit of southern, not, you know, slurring, yummy, yeah, you know, all that crazy. You know what I mean? They kind of want that originality.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, it's kind of more or less one of those, once you get a handle of it, you kind of know exactly what's going on, you know, as far as finding your own voice and your own sound. Because what I was trying to say a minute ago is, you know, I even got a inbox here recently from a producer talking about they located. And, you know, I'm not really all, it took me a while to figure out what was going on, but it was like, okay, you know, my sound, my hook, my, you know, my everything was different. And it's kind of what I hear with your verse. Now, me personally, just because I'm your boy, I definitely want to see if you come out and do like a single rapping or something next. Like, what is he like? But, you know what I mean? It's kind of one of those like, yo, he done found himself. Let's see what he turns that into. You know, he went from spoken word to just, you know, club, band, and making beats. And, you know, then he took some time off to get, you know, Gadget 619 together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He's building his brand, the studio coming together, which we got, you know, shit coming with that. He got music out the ass. So, fuck. How do you do next? You know what I mean? Because I'm not made enough for my phone. My question next is, where are you going next?
I'm going next. Get something to drink. Give me a minute.
Y'all be careful.
It's the drip, man. Excuse me, man. I do apologize, man. I apologize. I just took I just took a freaking dab rip, and it grabbed me. It grabbed me the right way, because you say if you don't cough, you don't get off. And you also asked me what I'm drinking. I'm drinking some of my own shit. You know, since this whole lockdown and whatnot, I decided to do a lot of, you know, harvesting, a lot of take farmer stuff, you know, the essential stuff. So I made some of my own wine, you know what I'm saying? It's not that bad. That's pretty good. But you had said projects and everything. And yes, this project that I'm working on right now with you, with A Century and everything, I guess it's a foreshadow of things to come, because I'm working on another LP. It's a follow-up from Seeing Is Believing. It's called Visions. The original, ladies and gentlemen, he was like, wait a minute, Cosmos, wait a minute, man. Why are you jumping on us, man? Why are you jumping on us? Whatever happened to Cosmos versus the Universe? Cosmos versus the Universe is too, I guess, mainstreamish, because me being an 80s kid, you had shows like Herman's Head. You had shows like Clarissa Explains It All. You had stuff like what's the other one? Cartoons like Hey Arnold or Rocko's Modern Life that took the, you know, you went inside their life. It's too mainstreamish. Visions, especially what's going on today, Vision is going to follow up a lot of projects that people are saying it's like we sort of kind of left them up in the air. You know, there's another video that's surfacing that I did with the Cafeteria Soup Nazis that's called Blue Dolphin. And the reason why that video is surfacing is because of everything that's going on now with Floyd and the protesting and whatnot, because in the beginning of it, the artist had said, it's 2019. The person who we elected in office is supposed to save us, and it's not doing it. I'm paraphrasing. And it's kind of weird, because it's kind of like the Simpsons effect, because it's going on now. And if you guys don't know, yeah, people, I went, and that video is shot in front of the Gaston County Courthouse, right there in the front. Nobody else with that's right. I forgot. I'm not on my show, so I can say this word. Nobody fucked with me. Nobody did. Nobody fucked with me. And shout out to Hugh Films. Nobody fucked with him. Yeah.
Sleep.
And people are sleeping on it, dude. But if you guys are different, you guys could be open and different. My verse is also what to come, because you're going to have to listen to my verse to understand where I'm coming from. The only thing I'm saying is hashtag incognito. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Shout out to Incog. Okay. WPG. Shout out to him, punk.
Never mind, I'm gonna leave that where it is. I won't even follow it up. I already know what that is. Okay, so with that being said and moving forward, yeah, from beyond that, you know, do you have a release date in mind, or are you gonna change anything now? Like, has different made you open your eyes to maybe, you know, adding or incorporating different stuff with what you're getting ready to come out with next, or the next project is what it is, and then, you know what I'm saying, you'll see a progression of you.
Visions, like I said, it's going to close a chapter in a lot of projects that was left open. It's going to be the closure of Seeing Is Believing. Part one and part two, because of those of you who has been true fans, Seeing Is Believing was my very, very, very first one, and it bombed. I did the Weezer effect and re-released it with some new shit. Actually, Vengeance was supposed to be released Easter. It's supposed to be already out, But due to the COVID-19, due to some artists within the fam, we had to slow down. We had to slow down a little bit. The message that I was trying to put across with Visions, I had to go back and reevaluate it. The cover, and you don't know this, my friend, the cover of Visions, even the one I sent you, has been updated. So yeah, we're gonna slow down. We are pushing for September. We're pushing for September, but you know how I am. I love to do everything subliminal. And we haven't even hit phase three, if you even know what I'm talking about. So it might be right when phase three is officially supposed to happen. So you never know.
Yeah, we'll definitely see, because I mean, besides having the time and ability to do more music here lately, it's me personally on my end, I'm taking advantage of all this to kind of generate
exactly
trails and space. You know, this thing lasts longer than we expected, or maybe this is, you know, the weirdest way possible, but maybe this is a higher power trying to tell me, hey bro, it's your time, go for it. You know, so far things are working out in the best beneficial way possible, even though, you know, nobody's on my dick right now, because it ain't me flashing a bunch of dollars, or you ain't seeing nobody in particular in my pictures yet. But
honestly, you know, if I could gear somewhat a different direction with everything that's going on, speaking as an artist, I guess, if compared to Gadget, me and you, we'd be considered OGs. Speaking as an OG of music and whatnot, yeah, it's time for us to shine because of what's going on within the world. Because if you think about it honestly, we don't have a voice of what's going, as far as what's going on right now, you know, and the OGs that are trying to, because of who I have in my entourage, I follow these people. These are gangsters, if I have to use the terms like OGs and all that. These are my OGs. KRS-One has came out and spoke about what's going on. If you guys don't know what KRS-One is, if you hear whoop whoop, that's the sound of the police. That's KRS-One. He has came out with what's been going on in the world. A Tribe Called Quest has came out, where Q-Tip has came out and said what's going on. And a lot of the artists now, if I was to go to Yachty, am I saying his name right? Young Yachty. If I was to go up to him and say, hey man, if you heard about the protest, KRS-One is doing, he'd be like, who in the hell you talking? I don't know who you talk about. Please ain't catch me. I don't know who you talk about. Who is KRS? Who is KRS? Who is KRS-One? Who is KRS-One? I don't know who he is. Please tell me who he is. Please tell me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Man, it's the drip, bruh.
Hey, you guys never know. I might have that on Visions. You never know. I might just break out and be like, yo, what the hell is Cosmos doing? But I blame it on society.
I mean, I'm not really been so mad as far as taking it there, because, I mean, I have definitely been known to have fun on my tracks. But you know, as far as, you know, I mean, we all know the track with me, Kenny, Ms. Renee, That's So High. You know, that was a fun-ass studio session. Yes, sir. We put that track together. So, yeah. Definitely gets it in, you know, as far as having fun and wilding on my track. But it's also as far as the political part of things, you know, are you going to be, you know, maybe incorporating some of that? Because I do see you are opinion, very opinionated as far as, you know, what's going on right now in politics in general. Like, are you going to try to, you know, kind of put those kind of Childish Gambino type, you know, and subliminal messages in your music now? Or, you know, is that going to be incorporated at all? Or is that just how...
Wow. I'm glad you asked that question, because the way I'm feeling right now, I kind of feel Gambinish or Baldwinish a little bit. I wouldn't be an artist if I didn't. I am a walking subliminal message, if you think about it. I mean, the only artist that I know back in my day, and I'm going to tell a lot of people a story, if I can steal the spotlight.
Well, you good, bro? This is the Cosmos interview, bro. This season two. Right. I'm season two now, so we good.
Growing up as a country boy in Concord, now, if I tell you my location, back in the day, a lot of people was like, hey, man, that's Mount Pleasant. That's Mount Pleasant. That's Mount Pleasant. If that was Mount Pleasant, why in the hell did I not go to Mount Pleasant Elementary School? I went to a Concord school. But later, I found out why. But anyway, growing up as a black country boy, you know, I didn't see the hood. I didn't see, you know, kids hanging out on the street corner, gotta be in before the lights goes off. I know of that life because a lot of my babysitters, you know, stayed down in the bottom and shit because my dad was a preacher, and my dad preached at the church up on the hill. It was called Hilltop. Shout out to Hilltop. I haven't forgot about y'all. Y'all think just because I act white, I forgot where I came from. No. You know what I'm saying? But going to Mount Pleasant and, you know, growing up, you know, I went to a Lutheran daycare, shout out to St. John's, which was a mix, but it was majority white. Then going to Mount Pleasant Elementary School, only for kindergarten, you know. Yeah, for kindergarten. So all my friends, because, you know, everybody from St. John's preschool went to Mount Pleasant. So all my friends, I knew them when we went to elementary school. The world is a rainbow, you know what I'm saying? I did see it, but I was too blind to see it. I wasn't open to it, you know what I mean? So when they started redrawing the line of redistricting schools and everything, I went to Coach and Webb, where it's located, I see more black kids at Coach and Webb. You know, so at Coach and Webb, they was like, hey, man, you look different. Why you acting white? I'm not acting white. That's how I was raised. You know, that's my friends, because you are a product of your association. You know what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong. You know, I did hang out with the white kids, but when it was time for me to put on my Kanko hat and put on my chains and get a piece of cardboard and rock those bells, hell yeah, I rock those bells. You know what I mean? I break dance and all that shit. You know, I did urban shit, as they called it. You know what I mean? Then when I went back to Mount Pleasant in middle school, it was hard because all my friends that I was supposed to mature with, that I grew up at St. John's, I get to see them again. And the first thing that came to my head, do they remember me? I've changed. My homeboy that I grew up down the road, from the jump, me and him connected because we chilled outside school. So me and him, yeah, we grew up the same. Two black country boys. And he was telling me, hey, man, it was the same thing with me, dude. When I went to Mount Pleasant and I started hanging out with the where the black kids from Mount Pleasant, man, down A, B, and C Street, it was totally different. And dude, and yeah, I admit it was family. Yeah, I admit my own family, and we didn't know we were family. My own family was like, "Hey, dude, why you act that way?" It's because of how I was fucking raised. You know, then all of a sudden, man, when I knew that my family, when I knew that the black kids in Mount Pleasant and the white kids in Mount Pleasant started clicking, it's when my cousin became president. Was when my cousin started, and he was in the FFA, the Future Farmers of America. Yeah, my cousin, all that shit, and it was all of a sudden, man. The Millers, shout out to the Millers. Yeah, yeah. The Valerie Miller, Marco, Dimp, Corey, Jock, hey, in other words, A, B, and C Street, Mount Pleasant, and my homeboy Ronnie. I can't forget Ronnie, because Ronnie, I have to say, would have to be my bridge, because Ronnie was that white kid, the only white kid that, you know, grew up in an all black neighborhood. And mind you, people, A, B, and C Street in Mount Pleasant is not the ghetto. It's just a neighborhood that has black folk. All right? So don't get it wrong. It's not the slums of the rocks that are going up, and it's not Compton. I'm just saying, it's just a black neighborhood in the country. But yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah, and dude, even me, when I was walking with, I remember we was in VA at the beach. We was walking around and shit. Yeah, part of me in that neighborhood, it kind of scared me a little bit, because I've never been in a neighborhood like that. At that, all right.
Come on, I'm blowed. So you mean, yes, when we was at the beach?
CCI. Yes.
Okay, I got you. I had to catch back up to which, you know, yeah, what we were talking about. Was this a personal memory, or this, you know, something I remember, because you said something about the beach.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, how we carried on when we were down there.
Yeah.
The neighborhood we went into. And
yeah, I was like, man, just follow my lead, man. You good. Because I've never experienced that. And I think what's going on now, if I wasn't an artist and going and putting that on my music, I would be wrong. Because you know what I'm saying?
I got you.
It's not about...
Yeah.
And I hate to use these terms, but I think someone needs to be blunt and use these terms. Because if you guys can rock, listen to these terms on the music, let's take the music out of it and let's just listen to the lyrics, okay? Criminal is the new nigga, okay? I'm sorry, okay? I grew up, back in my day, nigga, poor white trash, trailer park, wet back and beaners all chilled together. It was the snobs, the uppity people, the ones you look at like they need their ass kicked. Yeah. And I'm sorry that I had to say it like that, but if you guys allow media to say it, if you guys allow your music to say it, why the fuck can I not say it? It's in my constitutional right to say it, so I'm going to say it. Sorry, but I have to be blunt. You know? Because me being a black person is going to get treated the same way as another person who is a white person who is strung out on drugs or something like that. It's by association. And people don't get that.
Yep. I mean, some do, but they play they don't, because, you know, ignorance is bliss when you're trying to get away with it.
And
you know what I mean?
I think it's time for us, before we fill our senses, before we go and elect a president, We need to sit down. We need to look at Donald Trump. All right, Donald Trump, you're yes, we understand that your father was a part of the Klan and all that. You have, you know, white supremacy in your blood. Okay, yes, Barack Obama, we do understand we have Islamic in your blood. We need to sit everybody down for different nationalities and learn from each other. Okay? Because if I really can go ahead and let it drip, this COVID-19 is acting the same way the smallpox did when the Indians and the settlers. People don't even know that, man. You guys are blind, man.
Know that. There are so many. Just like I heard, what was his name? The owner of BET, he's trying to go after reparations to where every black person supposed to get, was it $250,000? Talking about he meeting with Trump.
If you guys want to find out, if you guys want to find out how that turns out, please stay tuned to Life of a Preacher's Kid because I will tackle it. Yeah.
We'll definitely be talking about it, bro. That's not even a worry.
Yeah.
The whole issue is right now I want to focus on your interview. Get yourself out there as much as possible. So in the next segment, when we do come back and touch on that, we are going to have a snippet of Cosmos' verse on that
difference. Oh, that's what's up. Yeah.
And we're going to make sure to let him roll with that. You know, I want y'all to hear not only the difference in what you're hearing in the background now, a lot of his earlier music,
yes,
you know, which you still can find right now on Spotify. This is actually Cafeteria Soup Nazi. So, you know, with that kind of being said, you know, I want y'all to see the difference. I want y'all to see it, man, because it is a difference. He's changing. The music sounding doper. The boy rapping. I'm telling you, when he finally lets me fucking put his first LP or EP together, boy, that shit gonna be dumb. I'm gonna make sure it's gonna be dumb. Oh my God. But outside of that, you know, I'm glad you had a minute, you know what I mean, to stop through and show everybody some love. Let them know where else they can find you and the name of your podcast again, because in the next segment, we get ready to get crazy.
Oh,
we
gosh. I can't wait for next.
Yeah, I even downloaded popcorn. But anyway,
if you guys want to see the more serious, or not see it, actually hear the more serious, the more political side of me, the same way you guys are listening to it right here, why don't you guys type in Life of a Preacher's Kid? It's heard here on Anchor.fm. It's also heard on all podcasting platforms and streams. If you guys don't want to hear me rant, if you guys just want to just rock to me when you're riding out or something in your car, just like you did with Cigar, you can catch me on all streams. All streams. I'm like cancer. I'm everywhere. What else? Oh, yes. I'd be wrong not to say this. Artists, also, if you guys are sending your tracks to Rich the King, or sending them here. If you guys want them to be spun, I do have a legit. I got to make sure I reach the audience out there. I have a true legit BDS all digital FM station, which means, no, you would not hear me in your car unless you have a smartphone or a computer. The reason why is because if I go on regular radio, the way you guys hear me or the way you guys listen to your music, they will censor you guys. And the FCC can do whatever you want, whatever they want to your track. All right? So, I don't do that. I keep it 100. So, send me your tracks. If you guys don't want to keep bogged down with a lot of emails, you know, to keep your little Rolodex in your phone or whatever, send them to this one. wherever you're sending your tracks to now, and put in
ysl.betheReal@gmail.com, subject 704 drip. Send that information over, but you got to pay that $5 to the Cash App, $HBRM.
And I'm going to join that campaign. You pay your $5, I spin your track. You be put on the 24-hour track. So every time your track is spun, you would get that percentage.
Cha-ching.
We all got to eat.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. But yeah, we all got to eat. And right now, bro, the smartest thing to do is make every paper trail you can possibly make, either on your own or get a good team. I'd recommend it. But, you know, I'm only my kind of smart. So
but you speak English.
I'm stupid. Don't listen to me then. But English. I speak English. But they ain't listening. I don't speak Korean yet, you know, and I know some Spanish and some German, but ain't too many of that no more. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. I might as well go to Latin. I guess everybody will do that next. I don't know. But anyway, with that being said, you know what I'm saying? Everybody stay tuned. We will be back with more with the 704 Drip with me and Cosmo. It's the
Yo, what's good with you people? It's your boy Rich the King, and I'm the host of the 704 Drip. Yo, I wanted to make sure to plug this in real quick for those who don't know. Man, I'm a crazy anime fan, and if you like old school anime like the Ronin Warriors, go download Midnight Pulp, man, free on your Google App Store, man. Go check that shit out, yo. Shit going hard. Ronin Warriors. It's the Drip. Yo, after a long, hard day, man, I definitely take the time to roll a blunt, make it a hog leg, pour me a shot of that good old Hennessy. And if it's a stressful weekend or I'm in the studio, you know I'm killing that Hennessy Black. Get you some good cognac.
Yo, what's good, everybody? Tune back in with the your host, Rich the King, and my co-host, Cosmo. What up?
Yo, what's good with you, Rich?
Not much, man. I thought we'd just sit back, relax, and go into, for this episode, not only our regular update of, you know, what's going on in the world, but also, as they have noticed thus far in the show, I'm plugging in shows and apps and whatnot. And right now, I'm definitely going to send a big shout out to that Midnight Pope right now. Ronin Warriors.
Midnight Pope. Oh, snap.
Yes, sir. That shit also got that Fighting Food on.
Dude, Midnight Pope got some crazy, crazy, crazy stuff, man. It makes me realize how old I am.
I know it, right? Look, they got a collection for Wu-Tang Clan with like 65 movies in it. Like, bro, for those who don't know, Wu-Tang Clan is really about that kung fu. That shit is not a game. Them niggas will try to fuck you up with that shit. And these are the movies that made them want to do these actions.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you guys think about it, subliminally, there's a reason why it's called Wu-Tang Clan 36 Chambers or Wu-Tang Clan Killer Bees. Just watch. I mean, dude, just watch it.
Ain't that the truth, bruh? Go get that Midnight Pump. And it's not just anime, man. This shit also got movies. It's got shows. It's even got a lot of early works by Jackie Chan, bro.
Are you serious? So you mean to tell me that I can go and watch the Drunken Master on this shit?
I don't know if you can watch the Drunken Master, but I know all his earlier movies are up there, and they have 6 so far. So I guess if we start, you know, plugging in enough, they'll probably add on to the collection. But right now, it's only 6 of his first, and I do mean first movie.
Oh, before they start dubbing his voice and before he started coming to America and all that shit. When he started taking over being the Bruce Lee in Japan. Based on Hong Kong. And that's what's up.
You can stream basically, bro. The shit go in, bro. And it also gives you, it also unlocks other apps, you know, but I won't get into those, you know what I mean, per se. I'm not really jumping away from Midnight Pulp yet. Man, they have a lot of fucking movies to check out, man. Y'all need to go get on that today.
Do they have Blazing Saddles?
I wouldn't even be shocked if they do, bro. Keep it a band.
And he wore a blazing saddle. I don't know why that play. I don't know why that plopped in my head.
You go check it out. And I guarantee if it's not on there, it's on Popcorn. Popcorn definitely has a lot of old school movies. One of them being, what was it, Unconditional? Or the Richard Pryor movie?
Dude, which Richard Pryor movie, man?
It's like he goes into the hospital. He was supposed to be in there to play like he's, you know, criminally insane. What was it? Health condition, something like that, man. It's an old Richard Pryor joint. I can't think about it without jumping.
The one with him without the mustache after the incident.
Oh, no, he had the mustache, bro. He had a mustache. Moustachio.
Oh, dang. Yes. It's the wrong movie then.
I can't think of it right this second. I will definitely let you guys know in the next episode what that is when it comes to mind. But
hey, question.
They have a lot of old school.
Hey.
And they have Crocodile Dundee.
Well, that's a knife.
That's a knife.
Well, that's a knife.
That's a knife. You know what I mean? Mr. Crocodile, I'll gut you. From the neck to the goddamn stomach, Dundee himself.
Oh, wow.
Back in Hollywood on that Popcorn Flicks right now. Y'all go check that shit out, man.
Man, speaking of classics and cult classics, man, guess what movie I watched? And it was remastered and everything. And I didn't realize how old this movie was, dog.
Yeah.
And that is Beetlejuice. Dude,
Michael Keaton.
Yes, I didn't realize how old Beetlejuice was, man. I'm like, holy crap.
And when you go watch it and you see the graphics,
the graphics,
it's like, man, you have HD and 4K.
Especially the sandworm scene. That shit was crazy.
Trying to tell you shit crazy.
Don't look at the blue screen.
For those who ain't listening, go jump on these apps. And if you hear it in the background, that's that new Slash Piff. We Want the Streets Back featuring Pastor Troy. He got a new album, Quarantine Money, on the way. Check him out, Slash Piff. SlashPiffPDDDF.
Hey, did you say Pastor Troy as in the rap legend? As
vice versa himself, yes,
man.
It's on the same for a drip show playlist on Deezer, man. They need to go check it out.
Oh snap!
I'm telling you, Slash Piff is coming back. I'm trying to get him for this interview. You know what I'm saying, soon, man. Because, bro, I've been rocking with the homie way too long not to go ahead and get him up here. I got Ace Century on the show. I've had South Park Tony on the show. You know what I'm saying? We interviewed you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So now you rapping with the shits lately. You know what I mean? So I definitely need to get Slash Piff up there, especially before I drop this Roll Up 3.
Roll up 3.
They ain't ready.
No.
But also in the background, as you keep hearing it play, that's that On Some by your boy on that Motivation. That's on that 704 Drip Show playlist, man. Go check that shit out on Deezer right now, man. What you doing with yourself?
One blunt to the face. Now I'm focused on success. My kids are the best.
So, as we move on and we're talking about Midnight Pulp, man, anything else? Hey, did you check out with the app or have you even looked at it yet? What are you watching now, baby?
Oh, man. I remember you telling me about Midnight Pulp. I remember you telling me about Popcorn. And I am a huge, huge anime fan. And they got something on there called Retro Classics.
Dude, Retro Classics? What's that?
Dude, it's nothing but freaking anime that we grew up watching. Like Vampire D, Vampire X. What else? It has Gundam. Yes, it has Defenders of the Universe, Dungeons and Dragons, The Borrowers.
Oh shit,
man. I mean, it's crazy. It's totally crazy. And it's free.
Oh shit, that's it, free too.
Yes.
And you said it's called what now?
It's called Retro Classics. And you can catch the edited and unedited, because I didn't know there was a different version of Lupin the Third.
Yeah.
Yo. Wow.
Sleeping on that stuff, man. And a lot of stuff, you know, for me personally, as I'm going back watching a lot of this stuff, I'm remembering where I was at mentally as a kid.
Yep.
I'm remembering, you know, the good times. And not only that, I'm also remembering how crappy the graphics are. Some of this shit. And I think that's what's really making me not turn away from it, because it's like, how was I watching this?
It's crazy in how, you know, I guess the demon box, or how programming was back in the day, just to catch our attention. And now they have to go to all this now just to catch our attention. It's crazy.
Crazy, my dude, man. I know there's also, you know, a few other shows on there. I'm trying to think. There was a real old school show. And I know you probably gonna be like, bro, I can't even remember you even know that show. But it's an old school cartoon, bro. And it really fucking, I don't know what it was about this show. It was along the times of Rescue Rangers and shit. Gummy Bears.
Oh, dude. Gummy Bears bouncing here and there and everywhere with the gummy bear juice? What are you talking about, dude? Oh, my God.
I'm wondering if that's on that app.
Speaking of gummy bears and everything, I don't know, because, you know, Gummy Bears was owned by Disney. And Gummy Bears might be on the Disney Plus app. I don't know. It would make sense. I don't know. But, you know, they're talking about bringing back Fraggle Rock. Yes, what? yes. I don't know what it is. I guess Hollywood or animators are running out of original ideas.
They're running out of original stuff to mess up like that. What is it? Thundercats Roar. Oh my God.
Have you actually seen a few episodes of Thundercats Roar? They lost me after episode 2. Has Lionel said Thundercats whole yet? Or he's just using the sort of omens as a little can opener?
Right, it looks like he's using it as a can opener.
What the fuck?
He's doing things, man. Now, they have showed a clip that I have seen on a trailer showing that, you know, he actually calls for it, but I have yet to see it, man. And I'm not like avid watcher, it's just I've watched a few episodes, bro, and I am not with it.
I mean, first going and taking Teen Titans and making it Teen Titans Go was one thing. I could tolerate that, because there's some episodes that I do like of Teen Titans Go. I mean, especially that one when they do the whole 80s thing with the song.
When I get to you, I see the vision in your eyes.
Yeah, I like that shit. And they're about to do a part 2, I think, Monday of that shit. So, yeah, I can dig that. But, you know, Thundercats Roar. Nah, I can't go from Lionel being, hello, I'm Lionel, I'm Lord of the Thundercats, I will slay thee and I will call for Jaga, from that to, oh my God, I'm Lionel the Thundercats, sweet, yes, I love it, someone give me, I can't do it, man. It's like they're testing Lionel's manhood.
Yeah. Actually a little depressing.
Hey, but I will say this. They did keep old buddy Urban. We still know that Panthro is an Urban dude.
He's the black dude. Yeah. I mean, I mean, but it's pretty obvious, man. It had to make the black guy the kind of brute, for, you know what I mean, type of dude, bald, you know, you didn't want him to have no nice hair.
Question.
You know, it is what it is. The end of the day.
Do you know who played the original Panthro and the original Thundercats that did his voice?
I actually do not.
Wow. All right. Do you remember the Cosby Show?
Yes.
All right. You remember Heathcliff Huxtable, Bill Cosby's character? You remember his dad, the light-skinned cat? That's Panthro. I'm being serious, dude. And the woman, and it's funny, the woman who does the voice of Tweety Bird is also the voice of Chitara.
I mean, when I get, they have voice actors who play numerous parts. I mean, even the guy who created Family Guy actually played a lot of characters, you know, when it began. I think now he only plays like two or three. But at the beginning, he played like, you know, a majority of the
characters. You talking about Seth MacFarlane or McFarlane, wherever you're from? That dude does not get enough credit. I'm sorry, man. He was in our childhood. We didn't even know it. We grew up with this dude. He's Mr. Johnny Bravo.
That actually don't shock me.
Hoo-ha. Yes. Hoo-ha. Oh, mama. To the monkey. Yes. Yes, it's Mr. Johnny Bravo. I did not know that.
Yeah, that would be bananas to see right now.
Love music, but
some goddamn Johnny Bravo. That would be bananas. I don't know what right this second.
Yeah, if there was to do a Johnny Bravo movie, please keep it cartoonish, because I've been seeing a lot of the crossplays and who they want to play Johnny Bravo. Homeboy is gonna have to go on a major keto diet, or keto, whatever how you want to say it, because he is too big to play the part of Johnny Bravo, and that's The Rock. The Rock. The Rock is too big.
Yeah. I mean, they kind of trying to just get across the imagery of how big he was. Remember?
Yeah, but.
And then, you know, all he has to do other than that is play stupid.
But yeah, I mean, if they get The Rock to play Johnny Bravo, if they was to do a Johnny Bravo movie, that shit would be funny. As a matter of fact, yeah, that would be a good movie for him and Kevin Smith and Jack Black to do their comedy thing they got going on. That shit would be funny. Or The Very Odd Parents.
Yeah. That would be horrible. You said A Fairly Odd
Parents. Yeah, I mean, dude, think about it. Only thing they have to do is take The Rock and shrink him. He played in The Tooth Fairy. Boom. There's Cosmos.
I don't even think he did a good job with that. That movie should not have been made.
Hey, I'm a huge fan of Julie Andrews, all right? So leave me alone.
That's on you, what your personal heroes are. I'm just saying, you know, bro, hey, that ain't work for me, bro. I ain't really like that movie, man. The Rock, of all things to do, that's kind of like, honestly, I'm not mad that he did it, but that's honestly like, you know, Ving Rhames playing Holiday Heart, you know? Like, I just don't foresee that really happening, you know what I mean? So it's kind of hard to make that look like that and then expect somebody like me to take it seriously, bro. Like, I don't know what you got going on Sunday page, but it won't work.
Yeah, I feel you. Now, question. What new shows have you been watching on the other apps like Netflix and Prime and all that and Hulu?
Yeah, they come to Netflix actually while we sitting here vibing off to that Mr. Cash Money right now. Also on that 704 Drip Show playlist right now on Deezer. I'm gonna look that up right now because in all honesty, I've actually not had to deal with Netflix with Midnight Pulp. I got popcorn rolling, and I also have a Scream app, you know, for some horror movies. So man, I've been preoccupied.
Wow. So
I'm sitting here turning on my laptop now just so I can show you the last couple of shows I did.
Well, while you're doing that, I guess I would entertain the people. This is actually a show. I just finished it yesterday. you got me watching it, and that was Space Force.
Oh yeah, dude. Tell them about the Space Force.
And what's weird about Space Force, and I don't know. I think it's in my blood. Me getting political. Donald Trump did talk about starting up a Space Force type deal, you know, when we go to the moon and shit. So, in this case, this is kind of like a political satire. Like, if we was to have some type of Space Force task to go to the moon. But anyway, going back, it has Lisa Kudrow. For guys that don't know who Lisa Kudrow is, Friends. She played Phoebes. You know, the chick that played the guitar.
Smelly cat.
Dude, they'll be like,
it's not your fault.
Yo, I know the listeners will be like, man, two black guys and those songs from Friends. Yo, they lied to us, they're white.
First of all, my people definitely know better. You know what I mean? It's just, hey. You know, you be at home sometimes, mm-hmm. you sit there long enough, or you can't find a remote, sometimes you get stuck watching shit.
It's not like I broke out, making my way downtown, walking fast. Not like I broke that song out. But anyway.
Stupid for that.
But it has Lisa Kudrow, Steve Carell, which we all know who Steve Carell is, Despicable Me, The Minions, The Office. John Malkovich, which I'm highly surprised at John Malkovich and how funny this dude is. You actually see this dude taking his hidden talent, which he does play piano. John Malkovich does play piano in real life. But seeing this dude play piano and singing It's a Wonderful World to Steve Carell, that shit's funny. That shit is downright funny. And it has a slew of other people like old buddy from the Beverly Hillbillies that played Jethro. Who else? The dude, the other guy that was also, yes, Rich, he's also from Drew Carey. He made a couple appearances, the bit fat dude. Yeah.
Okay.
It also has the original guy who played the Tick. You know, the guy who talks like this. I call him the Black Billy D. Williams because of his voice. And it has old girl from Glee. Thank you. I didn't want to use Glee because I want to use one from movies and I couldn't think of her movie. But yeah, the principal from
she was
the Harbor Bosses.
No,
yeah,
role model.
She wasn't role model. But yeah, but dude, that movie is so freaking, I mean, not that movie, but that show is so freaking funny. Hopefully they come out for season two.
I don't know. They talking about bringing it to TV now, bro. Now they talking about
bringing it. Man, if they bring it to TV, man, they're going to have to censor a lot of, man. Yeah. Keep it on Netflix.
There's a lot of people who are not going to laugh.
Yeah, keep it on
The possibility of laughing as hard as we do because, bruh, shit is retarded. And I hate to say that word like that, and I know people feel some kind of way, but, man, that shit funny, bruh. Space Force is funny.
Another show.
Took that Evan Almighty and just let him keep going progressively through these other movies with the, you know, the same mentality of the Evan Almighty character.
Dude, that's wow. And another show that we can switch over. Oh, and before I switch over to Prom, if you guys haven't checked out this show, check it out. And the reason why I'm putting this plug in is because one of my tracks will be featured on season two, and that is Raising Dion. Make sure you guys check that out. I haven't actually plugged that show in, and I've been neglecting myself as far as promo. But yeah, check out Raising Dion. It's a kick-ass show. Check it out on Netflix. But moving forward, going to freaking Prom Upload. That show is... And I don't know. I'm in a lot of filler episodes right now, and the filler episodes suck. I'm gonna be straightforward. I'm not gonna lie to the fans. They suck. They get real chasing Amy-ish as far as chick flicks or chick episodes. But I can see the reason why they put them in. It's a kick-ass show. If you guys don't know what Upload is, think about Heaven, okay? I'm going to insight you guys a little bit more of what it's about, okay? Think about when you die. Either you can go to Heaven, or you could be uploaded to this virtual reality Heaven, in which we later on, you can come back to the land of the living if you want to, as yourself. You're living in this virtual heaven as an avatar. And you can come back. But coming back is under the trial. It's on a trial and error. It's on experiment right now. That's where I'm at when it comes down to the episode. Yeah.
Oh, word.
It's where I'm at. I'm not real sure what episode it is, but how about at your funeral, if you're uploaded, you could come back and actually see your friends. You can't physically touch them or anything because you have that barrier between the land of the dead and the land of the living. But you can go and actually talk to your people, show some laughs with your people. It could be worldwide if you want it. I mean, I could stream it here. If I die, if I'm here in Gastonia, if I got people over in Europe, they could watch it too, my funeral. It's crazy. But I could be a guest at my own funeral if I'm uploaded. Yeah, it's,
oh shit,
it's crazy. And I can have my funeral sponsored. So if I want my funeral sponsored by Hennessy, I can have Hennessy sponsor my funeral. You get a gift back from Hennessy. Yeah, it's crazy. But other than that, that's all I've been watching.
That's crazy. I'm trying to get the Netflix to pull up. You know how technology is, man. Shit, slower than the
motherfucker. Technology has been ridiculously slow since this whole COVID and all this BS is going on. They're trying to get everybody to that 5G bullshit.
Man, right now, the only thing I'm really killing is that anime Ultraman. I've been on that, really. Ancient Aliens is actually had a new episode up, so I checked that out. I also been killing those American conspiracies. Sorry, I was about to say the wrong word. But conspiracies. It's also a decent, I'm not going to say decent, it's actually better than I expected it to be, which is called the Umbrella Academy, which basically is like this school of kids with extraordinary abilities. And like, you know, their dad gets taken out, which, you know, you got to get into it to really watch it. I don't want to give too much away because I'm still watching it and learning about it myself. But
that's I want to get into watching it, but I feel like it's another X-Men Evolution.
Not from what it looks like to me, bro. I'm going to be honest with you. It looked like this crazy conspiracy at the end that's making all the kids who are still alive come back. One of them even traveled through time and basically became a time cop, to where they basically, these motherfuckers basically go in and out of time correcting different things to make sure certain things go a certain way.
And this is all
his power with time. The Umbrella Company. The Umbrella Academy.
On Netflix.
The Umbrella Academy. On all right, Netflix.
Cool.
Yes. Check that.
Now, I know because, and I think that we are wrong if we don't mention this, but since we're in this turmoil and whatnot, and I guess America is at a standstill with the whole protesting and riots and whatnot, that's the events that's been going on. If you want to educate yourself, people, There are some great documentaries and movies that you can educate yourself to understand what's going on.
There's also, I'm glad I caught you in the middle of saying that, there's also a show that I wanted to make sure to plug in very well because I'm not really into those real life, real doc, you know, super in-depth documentary, but this is really good and it's called Murder Mountain. I need y'all to go check that out. I'm not going to say nothing. I just need you to go look at that shit. Murder Mountain.
Okay. All right.
Yes, sir.
Now, since you're going to say that, you guys, after you guys check that out, you guys need to go to, I've seen it on Apple Plus, on the Apple TV app, and I also seen it on Prime. I'm not quite sure if Netflix has it. If Netflix doesn't have it, Netflix, you guys need to have it. Now, it's called I Am Not Your Negro, and it's based on the documentary and teachings of James Baldwin. And for those of you who don't know who James Baldwin is, during the Civil Rights Movement, you guys had Malcolm X, and you guys had Martin Luther King, and a lot of people haven't heard of James Baldwin. I'm not going to get too much in depth because I know we haven't mentioned anything in this show about what's going on, but listen to his teachings and what he went through and what he experienced, because this is a different outlook and a different partake of what's going on, because we haven't heard anything about him. Civil rights, we always heard about Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. We never heard about James Baldwin. You need to go check it out. It's called I'm Not Your Negro. And if you guys don't know who James Baldwin is the person that Alex Haley went to when they was filming the movie Malcolm X starring Denzel Washington. That's who James Baldwin is. Yes.
And I know there's a lot of people that don't understand about it. You definitely just told me something. So I'm definitely going to have to check that out. Y'all go check that out, man. You heard it right there by Cosmos. I Am Not Your Negro. Look for it. Find it. Get knowledge.
In a nutshell, that's all I can say. In a nutshell, think about what's going on now and you getting tired of it. You become a refugee yourself and you move out the country to escape it all. Okay, you don't care where you move to, you just want to escape. While you're escaping, you seeing your country on the news, all this racial stuff going on, and the people are asking you to come back and help and give your partake of what's going on. Escaping it and looking in. It's very, very interesting. It's so interesting that at one point in the movie, if you mirror with Wizard of Oz, you know how Wizard of Oz starts out black and white, then it goes to color? Well, one of the speeches, I believe he's either at Harvard or at Oxford. During the speech, they take the speech and they restored it and brought it to color. That's how important this cat is, man. You need to watch it. I Am Not Your Negro. All
right. I most recommended it here, right here on the drip. I Am Not Your Negro. Find it. Get knowledgeable. Now, what you hear in the back is that Lovers and Friends. That's just playing on the 704 Drip Show playlist radio. Yes, it also opens up to a radio station for other independent artists we have on deck already. Y'all make sure to go check that out on Deezer. Shout out to Deezer. So with that also being said, I want to make sure you guys know that Motivation 2, we're getting ready to start really working on that shit. Like, real hard. So independent artists, get at me or get at Cosmos. Artists who want to get at me for your Motivation 2 placement, you make sure to either message me through the show, message me on our Facebook page, which is the 704 Drip, hit us up on Twitter, or follow us on Twitter, which is the 704 Drip Show, or send your hottest track over to me, MP3 form, subject, motivation 2, and send that over to ysf.bdareal@gmail.com. And if you want to send it through Cosmos, Cosmos
gives if you want to send it to me, bro. You can send it to the letters WGAZ. That's WGAZ radio@gmail.com. That's WGAS, no S, with a Z, radio@gmail.com.
I appreciate that shit. And what should they put in the subject?
So you know M2. Keep it short and sweet.
That's right.
M2. So we're working on that.
We're trying to work on this motivation too. For those who don't know, we already put Motivation, the EP, out already on all digital streaming platforms. Go ahead and be a part of this magic, and it will be hosted by DJ Watt.
Bringing cool. You the hottest.
He gotta bring it, you know what I mean? So, with that being said, we got a DJ to host it. Shout out to Wap Cook. Yo, we also got more in the works with Wap Cook. Right now, he is definitely putting his hands all over those playlists on Deezer, as well as Spotify, man. So, hey, you want to get on this Motivation 2, that M2? Man, holla at us. We didn't get you the information you need. Yo, if you want to be interviewed on this show, make sure to hit me up through here, Twitter, our Facebook page, or just email me, ysf.betheReal@gmail.com, subject, questions. You know what I mean? I'll give you the information you need for the Cash App, you know, and we'll play your music on our show for 2 episodes, as well as hook you up with the interview, man. So get at us, man. It's only $5. Stop being silly to help yourselves get out there. Trust and believe, a platform like this was not available.
Hell no. When I got started. Me either.
Had to put our shit straight mm-hmm. out of YouTube, bitch. Y'all better take advantage of all you artists. Swear your artists. I don't think $5 is a bad way to start getting yourself started. And you're heard worldwide, and it's always new listeners. 704 Drip is growing, baby. So, while I light up.
Yes, sir.
Cosmos, what we got going on in the news? I know we're kind of, most people are anticipating this, Nick. Do you have any definitive information about this?
Wow. I was praying that you wasn't going to get to the news and everything was going to overlook it, but I guess that it's a subject that cannot be overlooked. I want to see if I can keep it short and sweet to the point. We all know what's going on in the news, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot escape it. Our world, as we know it, we're at a standstill. We cannot move forward. And it is because of now the late George Floyd. If you guys don't know who George Floyd is, where the freak have you been for the past, I want to say a month, I want to say 2 months, but I know it hasn't been that long, but that's what it feels like. It was a black man that was killed by a white officer. The officer had his knee to Mr. Floyd's neck, which caused him to die. It has ripped a bandage that has been on a wound in America since the birth of a nation. Has opened the eyes to a particular race. It has opened the eyes of our politicians, and it's opened everybody's eyes. Some things has been put into play. A lot of stations, a lot of businesses has been taking a stand of Black Lives Matter. A lot of people are upset because of the Black Lives Matter movement, meaning why does it have to be a black life? Why are we always seeing a black life? Why can it not be all lives matter? I'm going to get to that later on in this segment. Also, a video, because of this, a video has surfaced, and that's what the Bit Talk is. It's the video by Candace Owens. It has grabbed the attention of even the Hodgeworth twins, you know, the two black guys who's very, very political. It has gained their attention. It has gained my attention. And the video is this, in a nutshell. And yes, I do agree with some of her key points. Some of the key points I do not agree with is this. We see this guy as an upholding citizen. This guy is not an upholding citizen. Okay, lady, what is your definition of an upholding citizen? Oh, he had fecal matter and mess in his system. Okay, we get that. He had a habit. Now, I'm not defending George Floyd because I am not a defense attorney, by all means. But yes, this man had a habit. We're learning, yes, this man had a habit. And yes, this man wasn't perfect. But it's one person. Hollywood paid him to act this way, and we need to stop acting this way, and that's Sylvester Stallone. We need to stop acting like Judge Dredd, okay? A lot of these cops has this Judge Dredd mentality. Hands up, you have been judged in 5, 4, 3, 2, judged by death. And it's not that, and we're learning that it's not just within the black and white cops. That's just a bandage, ladies and gentlemen. We're seeing black on black when it comes down to cops. We've seen the video with the black cop strangling the black guy. Again, people are asking me, what can we do to fix this? And this is where I stand with Candace. This is the only thing I stand with Candace. Yes, George Floyd, if he was a criminal, yes. When are we going to say enough is enough with giving these criminals 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 chances? We tried to do that. This law has been tossed around. Bill Clinton introduced it with the 3 strikes law. The 3 strikes law, ladies and gentlemen, was supposed to give, we understand people make mistakes. You have 3 strikes to change your life. If you don't change your life, boom, you are considered a habitual, meaning that you haven't learned your lesson. This is in your mentality to act this way. Okay. Now, was George Floyd a habitual? Once again, I am not a prosecutor. I don't know. Okay. I also stand behind Candace in this. If we're going to take back our government, we have to learn to take back our streets. The same thing as if we're going to stand for a cop killing a black guy, we also need to come together if Jose kills Jose, or if Malik kills Malik, or if Cletus kills Cletus, you know? All lives matter. And I do believe in all lives matter. And I also do believe with all lives matter that now is Black Lives Matter. We need to come together as all lives and support the black life that was lost. And that's the way to... Okay? Hey, now, we also talked earlier within the show about shows that would educate. Look... Go now, right now, the life that matters is a black life. Go. Watch movies that has been available at your disposal. If you haven't used your trial yet, use your trial. go watch watch the 13th on Netflix. Watch I Am Not Your Negro on Apple and Prime. Watch Juice. Watch Dope Being Menace. Okay? Go watch those. Educate yourself about the reason why black folks act the way they do around cops. Educate yourself. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we are at war. Believe it or not, COVID-19 is the bomb. It's the bullets. Your shield, excuse me, your shield is your mask. Your voice is your gun, and your head is, or your brain is your magazine. The worst and the most dangerous weapon to a person is their mind. Educate yourself. Become dangerous. They made a movie about it. It's called Dangerous Minds. Be dangerous. I am Cosmos, and that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Boy, if that ain't the way the 704 drip drop right off. That's what I'm talking about. Cosmos. Preacher's Kid. Y'all know how my co-host is, and we raw over here, so who got something to say? Mm-hmm. I see you. Artists fuck with us, man. Get interviewed. Get with this live crunk conversation. You know what I mean? Let's go ahead and get a lot of this debate, you know, with a lot of our other black people. We wait as our show, as the season, as his show gets better. We're going to start having sit down. It's going to be conversations, debate on the podcast, not just dope indie music in the background. But don't worry about it, dope indie artists. We got you, people. We're going to keep it rolling. It's the 704.
Yo, what's giddy, people? We are back. This is the 704 Drip with your host, Rich the King. Yo, I just wanted to say a last minute few things. Wanted to make sure, artists, you know that if you want to have your video reviewed by me and the homie Cosmos, make sure to contact me over at my email for the show, which is ysf.betheReal@gmail.com. Send that message over. Subject, you know, video review. You know what I mean? Your newest videos, let us know, man. We're going to put them up. We, you know, we review them on the show as well as review them on our page. Make sure to go like that on Facebook, the 704 Drip. For those also who actually, you know, engage and, you know, use their Twitter, follow us on Twitter at the 704 Drip Show. And you already know what time it is, yo. Also, if you want to get an interview, make sure you hit us up as well at that same email. And don't be a stranger, man. If you're trying to get your music on our show as far as the Music Blast, which we let you guys have your music played on this show right here for 2 episodes, it's just $5. Send, you know what I'm saying? Send that $5 over to Cash App, $HBRMUSIK, HBR Music. Contact us or contact me specifically at ysf.betheReal@gmail.com, subject 704 Drip. And what questions you do have, I'll make sure to correspond them that way. Or you can make sure and DM us on the Facebook page, 704 Drip, man. Yo, working hard, growing, trying to get ready, you know what I mean, to improve and build upon, you know, what we're doing right now. So, yo, we appreciate that audience or listener support, you know, $1.99 per episode. Or check out the packages, man. This is for indie artists. This ain't about me. This ain't about Cosmos. This is about getting these indie artists out there. And with a small budget, we ain't trying to rape you, you know what I mean? We just trying to make sure you guys have the best platform in front of you as possible, especially for a lot of you beginning independent or indie artists with the small budgets, man. We definitely know how that is, you know what I mean? We work with you. But from Rich the King and everybody over at the 704 Drip, yo, make sure to tune in to the next episode. Season 2 rolling strong. It's the Drip! Yo, what's good? It's your homie Ristic King. And at the end of this, we all won because we all here. Season 2 opener. Yeah, I'm kind of. The end of this season 2 opener, I want to say thank you to everybody, man. Ace Diamond, Ace Century. Shout out, you know, the Cosmos for being there for the homie. Shout out to Ms. Renee. We going to get her on this fucking season 2 now. Watch what I tell you. But I appreciate everybody hitting play, the artists showing love. Follow us on Twitter, man, 704 Drip Show. We starting to put these indie artist videos up, so y'all make sure to go check that shit out. Follow us on Facebook. The page is 704 Drip Show. My bad, I had to think about it. But anyway, what else? Yo, artists, make sure to hit that rate. You know, rate the show. Give us a review. I know I be tripping, and it's raw, and sometimes everything ain't right. But, man, give me that feedback, yo. You know, I can always get better. Real talk. Like, I'm an artist in every way, shape, and form. You know what I mean? So, get that information. DM us, artists. You know, if you want your music played on the podcast, make sure to hit us up. Either hit us up on here at anchor.fm. Shout out to Anchor. You know what I mean? Or hit us up in the email ysf.betheReal@gmail.com. Send over that $5, man. Get your music up here, yo. We hitting. We starting to roll. The 704 Drip with Rich the King and my co-host Cosmos and Ms. Renee, yo. We gonna get all three of us up here again and just cut up. You know what I mean? But I hope you enjoyed the episode, man. Y'all be easy. It's the drill.